The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce, but the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you here this afternoon. Pope St. Gregory the Great once said that God's will is always accomplished, even by those who actively seek to oppose God's will. The only thing they succeed in bringing about is to accomplish God's will. It's a very encouraging thought. And he uses our first reading today as an example of that. Okay, our first reading from the book of Genesis, the story of Joseph and his 11 brothers. And you probably know the story of Joseph and his 11 brothers, right? One of the Old Testament classic stories, but just in case you don't know the story, I'll give you a brief synopsis, okay? So Jacob had 12 sons. Jacob, also known as Israel, had 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel. They were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Asher, Gad, Zebulun, Dan, Benjamin, Judah, and Joseph, right? The 12 children of Israel. And Joseph was the favorite of the 12, and all of his brothers hated him for it. And this is where our first reading picks up. Because Israel, also known as Jacob, gave Joseph a coat of long sleeves, which somehow became known as a coat of many colors. I haven't the slightest idea how. The scriptures refer to it as a tunic of long sleeves, which is a lousy name for a Broadway musical. Okay? So somehow it became the coat of many colors. But a tunic of long sleeves was actually something that was worn by a prince, right? And that's why his brothers hated him for it. And so they conspired to kill him, and to make matters worse, Joseph had these dreams that one day all of his brothers would bow down before him in homage. And so they sell him, as you heard in your first reading, to Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and away goes Joseph off in slavery to the land of Egypt. And the dastardly brothers go back to their father Israel and say, "Your poor beloved son Joseph has been killed by a wild beast, and we're just as heartbroken about it as you are." And poor Jacob, he lives his life thinking that his son is killed. Well, to make a very long story very short, Joseph rises in the land of Egypt to be the second-ranking government official next to Pharaoh himself. And when a terrible famine sweeps all the land, Egypt finds itself in a unique position as being the only country that has grain to eat, which leads all the nations of the world to come to Egypt, to beg Egypt for grain, including the 11 brothers who had sold Joseph into slavery. And they begged Joseph to give them some grain to take back home, not knowing, of course, who Joseph is. And Joseph uses it as an opportunity to draw all of his brothers back to himself, to unite the family once again as never before. And even poor elderly Jacob comes down to Egypt, learning that his beloved son Joseph has been alive all these years, and he dies in happiness and peace. And the key line of the whole story, though, something that wasn't read in your first reading, is that Joseph says to his brothers, "You intended to do great evil, but God used it for great good." That's the moral of the story, and something we really need to remember. You already know that God makes all things work for the good of those who love him. But we can take that a step further. He does more than that. He actively brings about his will all the time, even at the hands of those who would most actively try to oppose God's will. Sworn enemies of the church, people who are deliberately doing evil deeds, accomplish two things. They bring about God's will eventually, right? It always comes about. And secondly, they bring down a judgment on their own heads, but they never thwart God's will. I think about the Pharaoh of Egypt who tried to exterminate the Israelite people at the Red Sea and succeeded only in giving birth to God's people as they passed through the Red Sea on their way to freedom and freedom from slavery in the Promised Land. God's will was accomplished. I think about Pontius Pilate, who condemned Jesus to die and succeeded only in being the instrument that brought about our redemption when our Lord died on the cross. God's will was always accomplished. One of my favorite stories of this, there was a martyr in the Spanish Civil War, and he was beatified by Pope Benedict XVI in 2007. And the night before he died, he wrote a letter to his fiancée. Their wedding was supposed to be in 1 week's time. And he said, "Do not hate those who will put me to death. Instead, pray for them. All they accomplish is to send me to heaven, where I will wait for you and pray for you until we meet again." Never lose heart, brothers and sisters. Never lose heart in the face of great evil. Joseph being sold into slavery was not God's plan A. And most of what happens in our world, and unfortunately also in our church, is not God's plan A. But it's the first step in a much, much larger plan that glorifies our Lord even more. Never lose heart, brothers and sisters, in the face of great evil. Your life, all of our lives, really are in God's hands. And we have every reason to be at peace. Amen.